The first one, I'd just like to encourage you, the last line comes around several times, and if you'd like to join me, I'd love to have you join me. And the second song is Baba's words, and I just want to say that in advance, so I'll just go from one to the next, so plenty of time short. Your name.
Oh, my God. It is love. Jai Baba.
Jai Baba.
Meher Baba, Meher Baba.
Baba, Meher Baba, Meher Baba, Meher Baba.
continuing our stories from yesterday with Baba and Guru Prasad, there were a number of times when Baba lovers from Pune, on a certain occasion, like if there was a wedding in their house or if there was a birthday in somebody's house, they would want to treat Baba and his mandali with a party. So there would always be lunch parties at Guru Prasad.
Ice cream parties
in Guru Prasad. He remembers. He likes ice cream a lot. And, you know, the preparation would be, you know, quite grand in the sense that there would be about 100 to 150 people in Guru Prasad who would be invited by Baba for lunch. And Baba would really enjoy to see people eat. There would be two rows of people sitting, you know, on both sides of the veranda, and Baba's chair would be in the center, and he would sit on the chair and watch people eat. People in India, they sit on the ground and they eat the food. So there would be two rows of people sitting on the ground and eating their food, and Baba very often would, you know, make gestures, enjoy, eat your fill, you know, eat, eat. And that would be a great opportunity for both of us to eat. We would be the most excited when there would be parties, because when the bullock carts would come with huge vessels of food and ice creams and all that, so we would be the first to run with the bullock carts to lift up the vessels and take it inside. And Baba would really enjoy it. But Baba himself, you know, just to please us, he would eat a little. Like if there would be an ice cream party, you know, a big bowl would be given to Baba of ice cream, and Baba would just take the bowl.
With a few spoons.
Very good, very nice, it looks nice. He would take one or two spoons, and then he would pass it on. At times he would ask some lover who would be very close to him, finish it off. So, that lover would be very fortunate to receive that bowl of ice cream that Baba had, one or two spoons from there. But he himself would eat very little. And same thing with the food. You see, he would just taste a bit of it. But he would see others enjoy eating, you know, during parties. And that reminds of a joke that Jal told Uttam and me, that Baba's very favorite Dr. Ghani, who was also Baba's full-time friend, and Baba in the Baba's mandi, one day at a party like that, you see, Baba told, there's an expression in Hindi, daba ke khao. This sign, daba ke khao, means press and eat.
Eat your fill. Eat your fill.
You know, press it down in your stomach and eat your fill. Daba ke khao. You see? So Dr. Ghani was sitting down next to Baba, and Baba said, daba ke khao. But poor Dr. Ghani was not hungry. But just to keep Baba's word, what he would do, he would press the food in the plate. Daba ke khao. And then eat it, you see? Press the plate and then eat in the stomach. So Baba would have a big laugh about that. Then there would be beautiful bhajan parties who would come to sing to Baba. And there would be famous kawals who would be brought down by some Baba lovers to entertain Baba. And the one that Baba loved very much and enjoyed very, very much. And of course, the singer Begum Akhtar, she became a Baba lover herself. Begum Akhtar was first time brought to Guru Prasad by a Baba lover, being paid money for singing to Baba. She was, her charges were being paid, and the first time that she sat in front of Baba and she started singing to Baba the beautiful ghazals, and Baba really enjoyed them. I mean, you could see the divinity of Baba. He was swaying with the music, and you know, he would say, "It's wonderful, beautiful." And while singing, see, the Begum Akhtar would weep. She would constantly weep. And she would sing and she would weep, and Baba would keep on giving her handkerchief after handkerchief, handkerchief after handkerchief of his, for her to wipe her tears. And from, she never, I mean, after the program was over, she bowed her to Baba's feet, and from that onwards, that day onwards, she was his. And of course, she had come with an intention of charging and money and all that, so totally everything. Till the end, she was a Baba lover. Of course, she died after Baba dropped his body, after a few years. And the last performance I believe she gave was in Pune, in a very, very famous theatre called the Bal Gandharva Ranga Mandir. And after that she died. Of course, we did not go to that program of hers, which was, we didn't know which would be the last one. But there was somebody in the theater who was watching the program, and that person told a friend of ours that, did you know that Begum Akhtar on her harmonium had a picture of Baba?
And she would sing only to
Baba. So even if, when she was performing publicly, she was not there with the public, she was singing for Baba with the picture of on the harmonium. So that's how much she loved Baba and how much Baba loved her music. That's one of the very beautiful memories of Baba. Then there's a story during the time when Baba was in Guru Prasad, my mother and father, we were all in Baba house. Our mother Pareen, somehow or the other, she, whenever anybody tells her any stories about ghosts and all that, she gets very scared.
She loves to hear them.
And she loves to hear stories about ghosts and all that, you see. She, at times she likes to see even good horror movies. So she's fond of that. So one day when Baba was in Guru Prasad, you know, in the middle of the night, at about 1 in the morning,
in Baba house,
she heard a noise outside the compound near the well, a noise like something falling, bang, clean,
chain falling down,
and then making noise. So she was now very scared, because probably that night somebody must have told her some story or something of the sort. So she, without waking up anybody, she closely opens the door of the compound outside the well, and very slowly she goes out to see what's happening, what the noise is. And what she sees
Baba's room open.
Is Baba's room, the door opening and closing. Opening and closing on its own, and the chain that locks Baba's room would automatically fall down and go up. She saw that. And she was so scared that she came running back inside the house and got to her bed, put the pillow on the head and went to sleep. And next morning, you know, she immediately took a rickshaw and went straight to Guru Prasad to tell Baba about this. So Baba was in Guru Prasad in his room, and he asked Pareen, that's my mother, Pareen, what's the matter? So early in the morning you have come here. She says, you know, Baba, something happened in your house last night. She says that there was a ghost or something that was there. She says, when I went to your room, I saw the door of your room opening and closing, and the chain falling down and going up, and there's a ghost. So Baba had a laugh. But Baba told her, do you know something, Pareen? That it was I who came to visit the room. So Pareen, you know, got satisfied about that. But she said, Pareen said to Baba, but you know, she would always be very
very
formal with Baba. But she said, you should have at least told me before that you're going to come in the night, so I would not have been scared. Why did you not tell me before? The long story that her mother always tells us coming in. Then there was a time in Guru Prasad in '67, when Baba every day would ask his mandali and all of us who were there to tell him jokes without fail. That was 1 year that every day one member of the mandali or one member of the close ones that was in Baba's mandali hall in Guru Prasad would have to tell a joke. Now turn came of Rustam and mine, and we did tell a joke to Baba. If you like, we can share the joke with you.
Yeah.
Well, we told Baba the joke that there was a Maharaja, a king, who had to send a very urgent message to another Maharaja in another kingdom nearby. So it was such an urgent message that he calls his best horseman and tells the horseman that this message should reach the Maharaja in the other kingdom by morning. But he says that to reach there by morning before the sun rises is not possible, because it's quite a distance, and to go by horse in the night is very difficult. The Maharaja says that if the message does not reach in the morning, your head is going to be chopped off. It's your responsibility. So the guy gets really scared. He gets the best horse that he can find, and immediately, like as hard as possible, he goes to the jungle. And when he reaches the middle of the jungle, the poor horse is so tired and he falls down with his tongue coming out of his ear. And now this hospital is in a fix. What is he going to do? So he looks around, and under the tree he sees a sadhu. A sadhu is a sage, sitting, an old sage with white beard, white hair, closing his eyes, meditating. So he goes to the sadhu and says, Sadhu, please help me, I need your help. So the sadhu opens his eyes and says, yes, my son, what is the help that you require? He says, well, my horse is half dead, he can't move, and I have to reach the other kingdom by morning with a message of the king. And if I don't reach, my head is going to be chopped off. So he says, you have been a good man throughout your life, and I will help you. So he puts his hand in his sachet and takes out two big pills. One pill had 45 miles per hour, and the other had 90 miles per hour. He says, you take this 45 miles per hour pill, go to the horse, and put the pill in the horse's rear. And the horse will run at the speed of 45 miles per hour. So he goes to the horse, he takes the pill, lifts up the tail and puts the 45 miles per hour pill in the horse's rear. Immediately the horse gets up. Without him, runs away. So he goes to the sadhu again and says, Sadhu, the horse has gone away without me. So the sadhu says, you still have 90 miles per hour pill? Millions of salutations to you, O the white-robed one. When you kept silence for the benefit of world peace, you undertook a great penance. Millions of salutations to you, O one from Mehrabad. Your face captivates the heart, and we want to have your glimpse to our heart's content. Millions of salutations to you, O long-haired one. Those who get bound to you in love, you bring an end to their misery. Millions of salutations to one with the mystical eyes. O Father, look after me, for I am alone in this world. Millions of salutations to you, O protector of your devotees. Other than you, who else looks after me? O please help me cross the whirlpool. Millions of salutations, O one with the sacred feet. Accept the salutations of this child. Allow me to worship your feet. Salutations to you, O the one who helps us cross the great ocean.